So before we get underway with our next episode, we want to let you know about a new program that we are about to launch. That's right, and it's specifically for new or emerging leaders. So, you know, typically people who are in their first 5 years in a leadership or a managerial position.
Yeah,
and the reason why we've created this is because we think that they're the most underinvested group in a business or an organization.
That's right, and they have the biggest impact, Jan, in terms of the team and the organization. Actually,
yeah, they're kind of like forgotten and they're being squeezed from the top and also squeezed from the bottom. So what we'd love for you to do is to go to our website, which is called yourleadershipessentials.com, where you'll find more information and get on a waitlist page. And this program is only going to be for a select number, so we would love for you to jump on board.
Yeah, join the community.
Welcome to the People Leaders Podcast, the audio resource for managers and business leaders creating high-performing teams. Join leadership and team development experts Jan and Michelle Turkelson each week as they explore both subjects from every angle. Through practical tips, valuable insights, and compelling interviews with leadership experts around the world, you'll learn how to bring out the best in your staff and how to give your best as a leader.
Hey, hey. Hi, Jan. How are you today?
Well, I'm great because we're in Bali.
That's right. And we have, we've been having some really great ideas, actually, since we've been in Bali. And what we're doing today is we're going to record a podcast with the title of Next Level Thinking. And this is really a shout out to all those people who are preparing for the next level of leadership,
especially new to leadership.
Yeah, that's right. And so when you have been tapped on the shoulder, or, you know, you put yourself forward for a promotion and you get the call, or somebody calls you into the office and you've got the job, now it's time to prepare mentally, physically, emotionally for that next level of leadership. So what we're going to do is give you some tips and strategies on how to do that.
Yeah.
And the reason why we called it Next Level of Thinking is because you actually need to think differently than what you did before. So what got you to this position now isn't going to create the thinking that you need for that next level.
That's right. So it's given you the foundation. And what I would say is that what has got you to this level is probably your technical competence.
Mm. So, you know, the great focus on task and getting things done, perhaps. Now, what we're after to bring you to the next level is looking at the impact that you're going to have on others, because this will be more about the focus on others and people and getting work done through them, as opposed you being that fantastic individual contributor.
Yeah. So let's share five things. And I think that's the first one, because when we're coaching new leaders, one of the insight moments for one of the people that I was coaching, you know, she said, "Oh, that's right. It's not about me anymore. It's actually about the people that I am managing and that I am leading. So I actually have to take the focus on the work that I'm doing and make sure they are successful. So the focus is on other people." So that's really important.
That's right. The next one that I would recommend is, if you are, look to those people who are at that next level, who you admire, and almost look at them as a role model. So you'd actually, I mean, it'd be great if you could have a coffee with them and, you know, shoot the breeze and ask them questions, but start to model some of the behaviours that you see them doing really well.
So sometimes when we tell people that in our coaching, you know, they go, "There's no one in my organisation, right, that is like that." And I would just say, just look a little bit wider, broader and deeper.
And it's not everything they do. They're just maybe
correct.
Some elements of what they do you can really look up to and start to role model. It might be how they bring a group together, how they manage a meeting. It could be how they create a sense of team, for example. That might be some of the things. But just if you are looking to the next level of leadership, then actually look to the next level in your organization of leaders that you admire and start to pick apart some of the things
that you would like to role model.
The quality of their questioning,
yeah.
The quality of the reports,
yeah.
Their written communication, the emails that they send.
Because, of course, no one's perfect. Mm. There just might be one or two things that you could take from them.
So the third one that I would want to impart some information on is the reflect on the feedback that you've been given.
Mm.
So you might have been given feedback around you're a little bit too autocratic or a little bit rough around the edges. You might be a little bit more directive, so you tell more than ask.
Yes.
And once you step into a leadership role, that is going to be 10x'd because people are going to really judge and listen and maybe take a little bit more notice on the way in which you communicate to them. So I would be really mindful of just modulating and dialing down that high thinking style. And then the flip side of that would be if you are a feeling type of person or a person who wants to be liked, that is going to be
everyone,
dialed up.
Everyone likes to be liked.
But that's going to be dialed up 10x. Yep. So perhaps you won't have those conversations that you need to have because you want to be liked.
Mm.
So just notice where is your tendency and then have some reflection around that, because as a leader it is really going to be magnified.
Yeah, exactly. Did you want to say anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next one is get clear about what it is you want to achieve as a leader at this next level. Is it to get my team up and running and, you know, performing really well in the first 30 days? Is it that we've got some really clear I'm going to get clear about the deliverables that I want to achieve? Is it that I'm going to touch base with my key stakeholders? You know, get really clear about, you know, maybe five things that you want to achieve, write them down and keep them visible.
Mm.
Absolutely imperative if you want to prepare yourself for the next level of leadership.
And then finally?
Yeah, finally, what we were talking about is have somebody that you can go to, like an accountability buddy or partner in the organisation, because you will have other people who were either at the same level as you or just were promoted at a similar time to you. Make that connection and start to create a sense of community where you can share your issues, or better still, get yourself a
mentor
coach.
Or a coach, yeah.
Even better still.
They are out there.
People leaders.
com.au.
And so, yeah, get somebody in the organisation, you know, who you can buddy up with, have a coffee every now and then, and just talk about some of the issues that you're facing. And what you will find is that you will actually help solve your own problems by hearing yourself, and they could add a little bit of, you know, advice or clarity to the situation that you're dealing with.
Yeah. And so these are some of the ways that you can actually up your level of thinking. So it's not about you, it's about others now. You have to really be mindful of the impact that you're having on others, and you can only do that when you have a certain level of self-awareness and self-regulation in the way in which you operate.
That's right. Reflect on the feedback that you've been given in the past and do something about it. Make sure that you've got some really clear, measurable goals.
Have a buddy, a mentor or a coach or a colleague that can really help guide you, but also you can just bounce some ideas off.
Mm. So see you at the top, everyone.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the People Leaders Podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at peopleleaderspodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own leadership journey. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The People Leaders Podcast is brought to you by the Experts On Air Podcast Network.